Oh, yes, don't call out till after the press conference. I think I'll go across the street.
Okay. All right. It's going to happen tomorrow.
Love that much.
Good. Jerry Ford feels that it's vital that he, Les, and John Anderson meet with you for about 15 minutes. On, and then hopefully today, because I want to do it before the leadership meeting tomorrow, on the whole question of the House posture on Nancy Whalen and the associated amendments that are coming up, because to lock up unanimous Republican leadership support for the president, I think they're concerned that they're going to get some falling away from normal strong people who are going to move to, well, parts of it is, move to amendments.
What is my line?
Part of you is that line. To repeat exactly what you said to Cooper, which was, if I thought there was no reasonable chance of negotiating a settlement with the other side, I wouldn't care about setting a terminal date. I'd set the date myself. All we want is the time to run the chance out. I don't say the chances are good, but they're better than minimal. Congress could snuff out a reasonable chance by setting a termination date now. At any point. Now, what Clark's working against is a statement, a restatement of your October 7th proposal as a substitute amendment.
I told Henry to get that out. But,
and
they don't have it here.
They probably will by this afternoon, and Henry will be here then. According to Clark, feels very strongly that they need this.
Yes. When do they have their vote?
They don't know when the vote is.
Wouldn't it be better to meet tomorrow than if we took them?
I'm just thinking.
Oh, you meet with the leaders tomorrow morning.
No one. They're here in the drug jazz. You see them right now. They have a conference meeting, a House Republican conference, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, that's their problem.
So that's the reason, I guess, for that.
You've changed your meetings here. Quadri has a three now.
Yes, because the other meeting, Henry didn't get back and forth.
What was it? The Russian meeting now.
Yeah, Russian. Henry won't be here at 3:30. Won't be here before. The Quadri has
a three. I'll take an hour and a half. Through this to ship, rush to 6 o'clock.
Steering through. committee or a revenue sharing group or something like that. He wants you to just shake hands with them and say they're doing a great job, of course. You know, drop by. He doesn't want you to spend time with them. It's not, of course, not a meeting, but just a laying on of hands. So we're doing that. So that's a good move to go to the bar instead of going out there. I really do. I think it is too. I think, first of all, Pat will be a lot more comfortable down there. She's,
and see, for me, frankly, if I were alone, I'd go to mine. Because it's no problem for me to have to be in a room and a house and strange and the rest. But God, you know, with her, it is a problem, you know what I mean? And she doesn't have her things there and all that. It's got to take more of a bag.
Well, and this isn't really a super comfortable place where you can just settle right down.
Okay, so there. But I think we'll just flip right.
It's a little bit sparse.
Go down to Florida and have a pleasant time. Today.
You're dead ahead of where you thought you'd be. Thought you'd move in yesterday.
Well, I'll just stay out of the place today. I've got a dinner tomorrow. Try to ignore her as much as I can, because I think it's the only way we can get across. If you get the message with your mom, she was in California the last time I didn't come over.
I know.
She was stable Thursdays. Yesterday was almost adamant about not wanting her to come.
Hmm.
And I'm sure she was, but Elena's... Somebody in your house, Bob. Nobody wants them in their house.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, Jack makes a double trouble. Which, you know, he's just like a big tub of lard. He just sits there and he doesn't, you know, he's in another way, as utterly insensitive, but he just has no goddamn brains.
Well, he doesn't realize that he doesn't know much about what he's talking about. You know, he thinks he's,
being wise.
Being helpful and all that.
Like, for example, he must drive poor Bob Finchman, because he talks about politics all the time. He talks about this one. He always starts by saying, well, I don't pretend to know much about this, and then proves that he doesn't know anything about it. But he just realizes he's the same way, you know. They just talk. It's an incredible situation.
Well, later work awful hard and all that kind of thing. To know what's going on.
Yeah, all they do is bitch about it. They bitch about everybody we have. They bitch to me.
The wedding off is
the way I take a wedding, basically, is to take her away from the crowd. Those fellows can make it at 5:30. And we fit our schedule. Today he wants to see me, of course, but we do get over. I told him I'd see him after the quadrille. You could point out that because Ambassador Rush is here, I'd better see him. Would you do that? Get our appearance in time. A tiger would go out there and press bastards on and on. Either he or I don't know, somebody had sent for a copy of it. None of it said. You just don't say it. It's a dog. I'm going to comment
and answer that.
Why is it that we feel that we have to answer everything about it? And I would not have, I would have answered. Right. Barnes, he was told to say that.
That's right. But it is, that's the kind of thing that
that is a very good, it's that kind of question. I don't know where Scully is. But Scully should be in. That's when you can use Scully. Advice a little, and it's like, and Ron too. Ron and Scully could be very good.
It's not make much difference in the long haul, but it would have been better to have just done that. There's no reason to tell them whether we had a copy or not.
Sure.
In fact, we did. They have copies of the Defense Department. That's
sure. I told them, I said, sure, we had access to all of it. Get all the facts and the basis for it. No, I think the Florida decision is a good one. That is a good time to be down there.
Well, it's better to go this week than next week.
Okay.